I'm part of the problem myself. This particular paragraph is getting written only because I plopped my young daughter down in front of the TV to watch Yo Gabba Gabba, whereas 30 years ago, my mom probably would have told me, go play outside. But I worry about what my two children are missing, living in this unbrave new world where kids can't spend a summer day out building forts and climbing trees. A mom in Columbus, Mississippi made headlines in 2009 when cops threatened her with child endangerment charges just for letting her 10-year-old son walk a third of a mile to soccer practice. If letting your kids walk alone for 15 minutes is a criminal act, I wonder how many concurrent life sentences my parents would be serving. My siblings and I ran around pretty freely, even in Seoul, kings of the city at 8 or 9 years old. We knew the back alley shortcuts, the bus and subway routes, the local shops that sold the weirdest hand lotion-tasting chewing gums and squid-based snack foods, the best places to hail cabs in a downpour. I credit my Seoul upbringing with the proud Batman-like sense of ownership and mastery I've felt in the many cities where I've lived since then. Today, we're starting to see the effects on society as the first generation of acutely overparented children reaches adulthood. We know that their sedentary lifestyle has led to spikes in obesity and other health problems. We know they're technology addicts, spending every free waking hour, 9 hours a day on average, staring at little glowing screens. We know that they're not exactly models of self-sufficiency. In fact, employers like Merrill Lynch and Ernst & Young now provide job information packets and seminars for their adult recruits' parents, who are increasingly involved in hiring negotiations. But this generation's collective geo-awareness is in just as much jeopardy as its emotional independence or its body mass index. Today's stuck-inside kids feel little connection to nature and landscape. In 2002, one study found that 8-year-old kids could identify more varieties of Pokemon than real native species in their area. Meanwhile, most measures of outdoor activity, camping, fishing,